By a remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden chose California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate Tuesday, making her the first black woman and the first person of Indian descent to be nominated for a major party's ticket. In his tweeted announcement, Biden called Harris, in his words, a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants. Harris, the 55-year-old daughter of an Indian mother and a Jamaican father, was one of nearly two dozen presidential candidates who challenged Biden for the 2020 Democratic nomination. Social media sites are already full of excitement from many Democrats over the Biden-Harris ticket, including a tweet from former President Barack Obama, who wrote, "This is a good day for our country. Now let's go win this thing." Harris will formally accept the vice presidential nomination at the Democratic National Convention next Wednesday. U.S. President Donald Trump announced an agreement between the federal government and an American biotechnology company to manufacture and deliver 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The company, Moderna, is to manufacture the vaccine doses while clinical trials are underway. Trump told reporters at the White House Tuesday the federal government will own these vaccine doses. Three vaccine candidates in the United States are in the final stage of human trials. The president said the nation is on track to produce 100 million doses as soon as the vaccine is approved. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it has held talks with the Russians regarding its recently approved COVID-19 vaccine. Russia Tuesday became the first country to approve a vaccine for use in tens of thousands of its citizens. During a television appearance, President Vladimir Putin claimed the vaccine has proven efficient and forms has passed all the necessary tests. Putin said his daughter has taken the vaccine and after two shots had a normal temperature and had a high number of antibodies. The announcement was received with global skepticism because the vaccine got approval after less than 2 months of human trials in Russia with a limited number of test subjects. A WHO spokesman said at a UN briefing in Geneva that the WHO authorities must review all safety and efficacy data before placing their stamp of approval on it. Health authorities in New Zealand are scrambling Wednesday to trace the source of a new outbreak of the coronavirus as the nation's largest city went back into lockdown. Authorities have found four cases of the virus in one Auckland household from an unknown source. The first reported cases of local transmission in the country in more than 102 days. Auckland was moved to alert 3 status at midday Wednesday, a designation initially set to continue through midnight Friday. That means that non-essential workers are required to stay home while bars, restaurants, and most businesses will be closed. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, said she had worked quickly to impose the Auckland lockdown measures after first learning about the cases Tuesday. New Zealand has been praised globally for its virus response and had just celebrated reaching 100 days without any known community transmission. Thousands of people took to the streets of Mali's capital on Tuesday, renewing calls for the president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, to step down despite international mediation efforts to resolve a political crisis. Protests led by an opposition coalition called M5 RFP have raged since June, caused by contested local elections and perceived government corruption and incompetence. Tensions escalated in July when police shot dead at least 11 demonstrators. Regional powers are worried that prolonged unrest could derail the fight against Islamist extremists in the region, many of whom are centered in Mali. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.